Hi, and welcome back to Uncork Gamers.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Adam.
And today we're going to talk about games.
As we always do. Starting off, me and Jeff finally got to do the raid in Yay! Destiny. It took us how many months of trying to find somebody?
Like It was a while.
Like a full-on month from when we were able to do the raid to when we actually got to.
Because we were trying to, essentially, we were trying to get people with no experience in the raid.
Yeah, because we wanted to do it fresh. We wanted to see what it was like if we didn't know anything about it, didn't watch any videos. So we media blacked out ourselves.
Yes. And
it turns out that did not work out in the end.
No, it's I ended up getting invited to a couple raids before I actually did the first raid that I went on, and one of them I refused because I didn't have room for Dan, and I didn't want to do it without Dan, because Dan's my buddy.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it without me.
So, I got another random invitation from this guy that kept bugging me, asking me to join his fire team, and so I'm just like, I joined his fire team, and he's like, yeah, we're raiding, and I was like, alright, cool, whatever, let's raid, and Dan wasn't on at the time.
I was at home, Gail was on,
and
who's also friends with Jeff.
And so I just
sent a message to my phone saying, hey, can you get on?
The point is, Dan wasn't on. Specifically, Dan wasn't on. So I'm like, yeah, I'll join you guys. And so I joined them, and they were at the very end. We tried the level 30, and I think we were failing. And so we switched it to normal, and we ended up beating it.
You got raid gear.
Yeah, I got raid gear, which was cool. First time. And so, it was really hard. We were trying. I think everybody was kind of disorganized at that time, but it seemed really hard. But when I went back through it the second time, and
is that when you did it with
that
me?
That was your first time too, right?
Yeah, that was my first time. Again, yeah. We started at Atheon, and I was completely silent because everybody knew what they were doing except for me. But I was actually not. I was doing a lot better than most of the people that were in that group.
Yeah, he got a lot of kills. He was getting the majority of the kills.
Not at that specific time, because some guy took us in because he wanted to get his 25 to get the completion on it for some reason. Even though he had higher level characters, he wanted his 25 to do it.
I think he just wanted one for every character, for every class.
Yeah, I guess he wanted to just do it multiple times so he can get like multiple rewards. But it was not working because he was like, I can't pick up the shield. I'm 25. I'm just like, well, you can't kill the oracles because your character sucks.
Yeah.
Like, so we just kept wiping. And eventually he rage quit or something. I don't know what happened.
He was standing still for a long time. Like, he was just sitting there and dying.
Oh, is that what? Because I was never in there with him.
No, like, he at the very beginning, like, where we all spawned, he was just there. Like, he wasn't moving. He didn't log off or anything because his character's there, and it just finally goes away. Like after I don't know how many minutes, it was at least a good like 10 minutes. He was just standing there.
So that guy leaves, and then we get.
Probably got kicked for being idle.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah, and then we bring in somebody else, and so disorganized. We're playing with a bunch of European people.
Yeah, that was cool. They had the English accents. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And again, the relic, nobody wants to handle the relic.
Everybody's scared of the relic.
I don't know why. It's not that hard to use. A lot of people don't know how to use it, first off. People have done the raid multiple times, don't know how to use the relic.
A lot of instructions. There's attack, and then there's shield. That's it.
It wasn't hard. Like, I would pick up the relic pretty much every...
I mean, I think it has a lot to do with the responsibility of taking care of people and then cleansing them so they don't, so they don't go blind, basically.
So they go blind, and then everybody dies, but... which, again, it's not that hard. As long as everybody... Yeah.
It's not a religion thing.
It's heaven... Oh, it's still recording. Oh, my goodness.
What? Well, we can edit that out. No, did it crash?
Anti-malware service executable. I don't know what happened. Should we just restart it?
How about we continue and edit it?
I don't know how to edit it.
You just cut out certain parts. You take the file, use a editor, and then cut out all that whole part.
What editors?
You can use window editor.
I don't even remember what we were talking about. We're
talking about Destiny, the raid.
We'll continue from where we left off. So that we can edit it. And make it not seem like we just cut out a whole bunch of data.
What was the last thing we were talking about?
Yeah, we were talking
about... Adam.
Huh?
He's so invested.
So they're I was talking about Call of Duty.
Oh yeah, there's a total of 5 treasure chests in the raid, and I believe we went through them all, right?
I think we went through them.
You're talking about how you killed the.
No, we're talking about the chests.
No, you're talking about how you killed the thing.
The last thing I said was chests.
No, it wasn't. You're talking about how you killed the Gorgon or whatever it is.
Gorgon. Yeah, but then it said we went through the chests.
Yeah, we were going through the chests. It's 5 chests.
You kill the Gorgon?
No, the Gorgon. The last one or two are actually right before, like in the Gorgon's maze.
Yeah.
Labyrinth. Yeah.
There's 2 chests in there.
Like I think there's technically 2.
Alright, so you're going through the chests.
So there's a total of 5 chests in there, and I had we did it a third time. And the city crashed.
That city did not crash.
Are we still recording?
I don't know, but my friend got $275 for trading in his PS4.
Switching to Geico?
Switching to Xbox One.
He traded in his PS4? Why?
To get an Xbox One.
But why?
To play Call of Duty with me.
Yeah, don't worry, his friend wasn't playing Destiny or anything like that anyway.
Did he have Destiny?
Yes. No. He never wanted Destiny.
Like, no, he didn't have any games on his PS4. I was just like, oh, you're gonna get that game? He's like, yeah, maybe. I'm like, why do you even have a next-gen console if you're not buying any games for it?
Oh, he didn't buy anything for it?
Yeah, like 7 games. 8 games.
Which games?
All the release games, basically.
Oh, come on, dude. Why? Seriously, then. Dan makes a good point.
That's why he did buy a game for the Xbox One. Just got it right now. It's Fabio.
Fabio?
Fabio.
Yeah, Fabio.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, hey, look, it's recording again.
Yeah, I told you it didn't crash. Yeah, no, he switched out. His PS4 broke, first of all. His PS4...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was ejecting.
Yeah, it had a disc ejecting there.
Yeah, when he tried it. Which is why he didn't play Destiny. Cause it would always just eject the disc. If he would have bought it, it just keeps ejecting.
That happened recently. I told him to buy Destiny like a long time ago when it first came out.
Oh well, if he would have, he would have had that ejecting error.
Yeah, eventually.
Why didn't he just get it fixed?
Yeah,
he bought it from somebody with the games.
I bet you this guy already
knew about the issue.
Yeah. Probably, but he bought it for like the price for
PS3.
I think almost the same price, but he got all 7 games with it. I think the same price.
Oh, like $400?
No, I think it was...
For the price of the PS3.
For the PS4.
The price of the PS4.
Like $499 or whatever it is.
$500 for 7 games. I mean, it's not bad, but...
Yeah, I think it was like $400 with the 7 games.
Would it cost like what? Like $100 to have somebody fix that?
Yeah, but now he can play Xbox One.
With you.
With me.
Yeah.
And Call of Duty. Call of Duty, which I recently...
He could have played Call of Duty with Charlie, though.
Which I recently got my hands on. And,
how's that?
I will talk about that in a second. But first, I wanted to ask this with Charlie here, the only other Xbox owner. But does anyone else love apps? Because I love my apps on my Xbox.
Which apps?
And
I love apps. You just got to be the right app.
Well, like...
Hey, you don't have any apps downloaded on your PlayStation.
I have, Netflix.
That's it. So, you have IGN, though.
Like, you want to know all the apps I have?
Yes.
I mean, no.
It's a long story. There's a lot of apps.
There's a lot of apps. Yeah, there's, like, new apps every week. I check, like, every Tuesday.
Yeah, apparently
Xbox
has
they come out on Tuesdays, but I check every Tuesday.
Okay,
every
what Tuesday kind of apps do you have? What do you download?
I've got, well... There's... See, now I can't think of any of the apps. I put on the spot. Can't think of any of the apps.
Wow.
No. There's like the original ones, like the Hulu, whatever. Hulu, Netflix. There's an ESPN app. There's, the one everyone has. But then there's like crazy apps. Like there's One called ESL, which is it's a European.
English as a second language.
No, it's not.
It's like it's a European gaming league thing, and it's like game battles. I don't know if you know what game battles is.
No.
So basically, it has competitions for any game on the system. I think any game, a lot of games. Might not be every game on the system, but like Madden tournaments, FIFA tournaments, Call of Duty tournaments. And you just enter them through the system, and you win cash or prizes or whatever.
Do you have to pay to get in?
Some of them are. Some of them are free. And you win, but they're all in Europe. They're all European only. So that one kills me. They need to put game battles on there. It would be perfect. MLG's still making their app for it. They haven't
finished it. But you can download the app, though, even though it's
Europe-only? All the tournaments I looked at were in Europe. There might be tournaments in the U.S. on there, too. I don't know. Every tournament I clicked on was in Europe.
There'd be some crazy lag right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, I think I'd get, like, Euros if I won. You know.
Hey,
Euros ain't bad right now.
Yeah. I know, but then do I have to, like, file taxes in Europe?
No.
Because I won European money.
No, that's not
how it works. If someone wins U.S. money in the U.S., they have to file taxes with the U.S.
If they live here. If not, they can just take the money home.
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, ask the government to take these things. Are you going to deport you?
Hey, you need to bring this guy back. He won $5,000.
Anyways, so they have that. They have they just added one called True Achievement, which you go on a game and you can click on any of the achievements and it'll show like videos of how to do that achievement or complete
it.
That's
pretty cool.
It'll show you all the achievements. They add new apps all the time. There's like the CW app I watch. There's all kinds of apps.
You like CW?
I do like the CW. Dude, I realize there's like a show every day of the week that I watch of the CW. Okay, Monday to Thursday, really. No, not every day.
Speaking of which, there's one tonight.
I know Flash is on tonight.
Mm-hmm. You don't like the Friday shows? Or Saturdays?
I don't remember. I figure you don't watch
Supernatural?
No, well, Friday I watch the show, but I don't like have to watch it. Like, because they play, Whose Line Is It Anyway on Friday? They do Whose Line Is It Anyway.
You don't like it?
Where they play games.
I like it, but I don't,
Of improv.
I don't like it, but I don't enjoy it.
I don't have to watch it every week.
Right.
It's not like one of the shows I have to watch.
It's
kind of
like really
the
raunchy.
I don't mind that. The other ones are, the ones I have to watch every week, like The Flash, Arrow.
Felicity,
the original
Flash.
What?
The original's pretty good. And
don't forget Arrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to talk about Call of Duty? Oh yeah, apps. I like apps. I wish PlayStation had more apps. I mean, they definitely don't have the birth of apps that Xbox has, just based off of what you've said already.
Yeah.
We have our basic ones.
And that's the thing. When they first announced the Xbox One, they talked about apps and the TV the whole time. And those are two of the things that I think are the coolest about the Xbox One right now. I mean, I still love the games. I'm glad it does games. But why not have apps, too? They're cool. There's cool apps. Also, on the 360, there's more apps than are on the Xbox One right now. Like, Crunchyroll is on the 360, but it's not on my Xbox One. And HBO Go... 360, but not on my Xbox One. I want my HBO Go.
No, PS4 has Crunchyroll.
I see a lot of people on Crunchyroll. People on there.
Well, people like watching
like Twitch app and all those apps. You know, the normal.
Hey, you should get one of the information off of one of those people so I can watch anime off of Crunchyroll.
Anyway, I've been playing Call of Duty, and it's a fun game. I like it. I've been playing the ranked mode. A few things I don't like about ranked mode. Just found out today that I didn't like them. It leaves you in a gaming session. So, like, if you join a normal public match, any normal match, you're in a... It puts you in a lobby, and you stay with the people in the lobby till they leave the lobby. It'll just start the next game with those same people. It's just a quick way to start. Offense and defense.
Oh, okay.
Battlefield does it, too. I think Halo's probably the only one that doesn't do it, actually. But Battlefield does it too. You just stay with the same people unless they quit. Teams can change. It's not like the teams are the same. But they do that in ranked too. So if you're playing like with four people who are like really good, and you like if it's me and like three of my friends and we're way better than these other four people, unless they quit, we're just gonna continually play them and we can just keep ranking up.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
that shouldn't be a rank thing.
They should. Rank should be
completely random.
However, they may change it because I know they haven't figured out competitive settings yet for the game. What settings they want for competitions, what map types, and there's new maps that I haven't played before. Uplink, which is fun, and Momentum, which is awesome. Momentum's like there's a flag in the middle, and both teams have to go to it, and if you capture it, then another flag opens up more toward their base. So, like, if we capture the middle flag, then a new flag appears, like, halfway between the middle and their base. And then if we capture that one, then one appears in their base. If we capture that one, we win. But if they, like, capture one of them, it goes back, pushes it toward our base. We basically just push the flag back and forth by capturing the point.
I think Plants vs. Zombies has something like that, too. Garden Warfare.
Oh, I just downloaded that. I haven't played it yet because it's so fun. Advanced Warfare. But with Call of Duty Elite. Or not Call of Duty Elite. With
EA Access.
EA Access.
Any cool weapons and events?
Anything
right, you like?
Right now,
how's the gun feel?
The different ones. I use different ones for different situations. Like, I use a 3-burst assault rifle for search and destroy, just because it's stronger, they only have one life, I want the kill quicker. But like for ones where I'm running around, I'll either use an SMG or an automatic assault rifle or a sniper rifle for search and destroy. I don't use shotguns or anything else.
One thing I like about Destiny, is something that I've missed in first person shooters for a very long time, is that different guns are different. Like one thing, like modern shooters, like I got this type of machine gun. Yeah, it's just a machine gun. Yeah, but it has more ammo or something like that. No, it has a better sight.
No, they're different. Like, I use a specific 3-burst assault rifle for search and destroy. There's other 3-burst assault rifles. I just don't use that one. And then that specific one I have, I've unlocked another version of that I don't like. Like I like the original version. Like it changed. You can unlock other versions of the same gun that change certain stats. So, like, the version I have lowers the accuracy but raises the fire rate. But I prefer more accuracy on the gun than the fire rate. So, I don't want to use that one. And then there's other versions of that, too. There's, like, more rare versions that add different things.
I don't mean, like, changing the stats. I mean, like, you know, the hand cannon is a pistol. You know, the pistol cannon.
Yes.
And, like, the scout rifle is, like, a one-shot scout rifle and compared to the auto rifle. It's not, like, 5 different auto rifles have different stats and, like, those are your choices. It's like, each gun just feels different.
Yeah.
It is a different gun, yeah? It's not just...
Each gun is a different gun, too.
But they're all three-shot burst guns. And like,
no. There's... The one I use is 3-shot burst, but there's other assault rifles that aren't 3-shot burst that are automatic or, like, the SMG's automatic, fires faster, has lower range...
They're all assault rifles, though. Like, there's no like, hand cannon.
There is. There's a pistol that's basically a hand cannon. I was so pissed when I got killed with that guy laying on the floor. I just walked by. Boom! I was like,
oh. Is it a revolver?
This is not even a revolver. This is
advanced warfare. It's like a 9mm, right?
It's like a revolver. It's basically like a revolver. That's what I accustomed it to, is, like, the revolver in, like, a Battlefield or something that just blows you away. But, yeah, it's like a hand cannon. And then there's like a laser gun that I don't even like it. It just shoots a laser. It goes. It's basically there's a crossbow that I haven't unlocked yet. There's
but the crossbow is nasty.
I don't know what it's like in this, because I haven't unlocked it yet. There's
they have explosive rounds too, right?
There's like a shield you can get. I don't know what this one's like. Usually they have like a Semtex attached to them and they explode. But I don't know.
So how do you like the? I've heard a lot of people talk about the movement in Call of Duty and not liking it. You're the only person I've heard actually say they like it.
Yeah, I like the double jump. I don't know how to do everything yet because they strongly recommend you play the campaign first or the beginning of it where they teach you how to use the exosuit. I didn't. I still not gonna. I'll learn it eventually.
Are you ever gonna play the story mode?
Nobody plays the story mode anymore.
I had a coworker tell me today why he always plays multiplayer first, and it's the same reason I do. I play story when my internet goes out. That's what story mode is for, when I have no internet.
Yeah.
Call of Duty players, huh?
Yep. It's a special breed.
That's when I play story. Certain games, I've just never... I don't really care about the Call of Duty story. Battlefield story, same thing.
But they pay... Halo. What's his name? So much money. Kevin Spacey. You don't even appreciate that.
Some people like the story. Well, when I play the story mode, maybe I'll appreciate it. But I heard there's zombies in it. Rumor.
I heard it's coming, that it's not in it.
Well, I heard the rumor is if you beat the co-op thing they do have, that you get a zombies map. But I don't know. I didn't look
into it. Future zombies.
Advanced Warfare zombies.
Those are more dangerous.
But it's pretty fun. I like the exo movement. The only complaint I've heard is it just feels like they didn't know how to control it. Which really, I mean, it just takes time. You got to get used to it, obviously. It's not, you're not going to know what to do with, like, right away. It's like if you play a new game, you don't know what to do right away, you know? Like, if I pick up one of your guys' Destiny characters, I haven't played Destiny
since the beta.
You could only get to level 8. I'm sure you guys have different skills and your jumps are... No, already, your jumps are different. I played one of you guys' characters and you do not jump the same way that
Hunter does.
That a Hunter jumps. Which messed me up. Instantly messed me up. Everything I did was wrong. You just hit
X again and it stops the lift.
I don't want to have to hit X again. I'm not accustomed to hitting X
as a Hunter, you have to hit X twice to get the full range of your jump.
Yeah, but now I have to hit it again to go down, not to get the full range of my jump. It messed me up, alright? It completely upset my gaming abilities when I do not jump correctly. And that's really the problem for some people. You hear my favorite thing is to hear people rage over my headset. Just hearing them rage is so funny. It's the greatest thing ever. I try to keep quiet when I rage. Mute my mic or something, you know?
So you do rage?
In my head more than out loud, but yeah, I do.
What's the worst rage you've ever had?
I've yelled, like, out to the air, but that's about it.
Obscenities?
Possibly. Bad words.
Possibly.
Possibly.
You know, more than likely.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, more than likely. I'm sure I've cussed more than once.
Have you ever yelled and cussed at your game?
At the game? Yeah. No, it's never the game's fault.
What about other players?
Sometimes it's the game's server's fault.
You ever yell at other players?
Yeah, campers. Oh, man, I hate campers. And stupid teammates more than anything.
What's your favorite trash talk?
You can only talk to your teammates, right? You can't talk to... I mean,
but you can hear them when they die. It's funny. I think. Or it was my teammate complaining, right, when he died at the same time. Which has happened, like, twice. But one time it was my teammate. So, you know what? Yeah. It could have just been my teammate saying something at the exact same time. And just... I've played it a lot that it... You know, the rarity. Maybe it's just happened twice. Maybe you can't hear him.
Why don't you like campers? You said you like using the sniper.
No, not in this game. I don't snipe in this. Oh, well, for Search and Destroy, I snipe. But Search and Destroy, you only have one life. That's why I snipe. They only have one life. They're like...
So you camp.
Not going to spawn behind me.
So you camp?
Well, that's... Yeah. You have to. You're supposed to guard this point.
Oh, you have to camp.
That's different.
I didn't realize that the game forced you to camp.
It's smart to camp. For this game type, yes. Well, you're supposed to guard a point. So if you're supposed to guard a... Like, this singular object, if you're supposed to guard the microphone, you're not going to let the microphone out of your sight. You're going to run around looking for them and just leave the microphone exposed?
I am.
That's how you get killed by
That's how you do it in control?
Yeah.
Well,
you got to leave your zones and...
Sometimes that's okay. You make two people leave and you have two people stay and watch it. Because sometimes they just stay back at their base. When they're supposed to, like, blow it up, basically they take a bomb, they're supposed to blow up this microphone status. So, they'll just stay at their base. They'll just stay there, where they spawn. And then people who are too anxious, like you, and don't want to sit there and watch the microphone, they only have, like, 3 minutes to do it. If they don't do it in 3 minutes, you win. That's it. Yeah. You win. But people get too anxious, and they're like, it's been 2 minutes. Where are they? Let's go look for them. And they'll start wandering over there, and then they just get shot, because they're laying on the floor at their spawn. That's a camper. Just laying on the floor in the spawn, when his objective... is to blow up the
microphone.
Yeah. Well, not really a microphone.
No, yeah. But yeah. We're using a microphone.
Yes. Yeah. His objective, my objective is to guard the microphone, so it is to kind of camp at that moment. And that's when I use sniper rifle, because it's a one-shot kill. And if I hit him, they're dead. That's it.
Anyway, no matter where you hit him?
I also have a secondary gun.
No matter where you hit him?
I believe so.
Hmm. It's realistic.
Sometimes in the video, they don't even hit me. But that's just the kill cam. Those things you mess up all the time.
Well.
But that's the only time I camp. I can't afford to camp. If I camp, we lose. I mean, really, it's not...
You're the best player on the team.
No, not always, but... I mean, if I camp, we lose. Like, you can't...
Yeah, gotta have your team out there.
Yeah. If I'm camping, I'm not helping them cap... I play ranked, which is all objective-based games. There's no deathmatch where you can camp and win the game. You have to actively be doing something. However, sometimes there's somebody on the other team that's just hiding behind a door for no reason. It's this random door. It's very annoying. But I have camping spurts. I have spurts where I've noticed I've stayed in a spot a long time. But they just keep coming. All right. If they just keep running toward me to die, it's not. They know I'm there. It's no longer camping.
That happened to me in Destiny.
Yeah, where... yeah, that's no longer camping. You're just. I mean, I don't want to leave because they come to me. You know, like they're getting me kill streaks.
That was this. This was supposed to be.
I have gotten the highest kill streak so far that they have.
Are your friends?
Huh?
No, that they have in the game.
Yeah. What?
I've gotten the highest kill streak. What? And I've also joined a few kill streaks, which is pretty cool too. I like that feature. You can join other people's kill streaks. So like,
how does that work?
Like if I get the last kill streak, it's an airship. It flies above the sky, and I get to shoot people with it. You can enter it, and now I have another gun to shoot people with. Daniel can enter it, and we could all just basically our character's still in the game, but we're all in the ship. Controlling the ship with like a screen, a different gun with a screen, and you get to control it and shoot all the people.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
Can you get kill streaks off of that?
You get points for the kill, so yes, as long as they don't kill your body. If they kill your body when you respawn, you'll respawn in a different spot. Yeah. But yeah, but you can see where your body is on the map too. Like how you'll see them as a red, like there'll be a red circle around them. There's a green circle around you, so you know where like you are. And you can protect yourself. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
So just go back whenever you see people coming towards you or something.
No, you shoot them with your gun.
Yeah, but what's
you
miss?
You have it's a giant air gun. You don't miss. You don't miss.
What if you're inside a building?
If they're inside of a building, then they don't kill you. So you want to leave your body outside of a building. You can't kill someone inside of a building. So you leave your body outside of a building so you can shoot them as they run towards you. Mm-hmm.
That's sound advice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good advice because a lot of people hide inside of a building.
But you also don't want to leave it out in the open, right?
Why? What are they going to do? You kill them with the air gun.
Well, what if they just get inside a building and shoot you from inside a building?
That's why you hide, like, where there's no line of sight unless you go outside of a building.
So, you don't leave them out in the open?
Yes, right out in the open.
No.
What if they snipe you from inside of a building?
This is what I'm asking.
Then you lose your kill streak. Then you don't lose your points because you got sniped.
So you want to hide him behind something outside of a building?
You could, yes. You want to hide outside of a building. Hide your body outside of a building.
Bam.
Where they have
to the bottom of this.
Where they have to go outside of a building a ways to kill you. So that way you can shoot them with the air gun. Because if they're inside the building or inside a tunnel or something.
Edge of the map, dude. Edge of the map. Yeah. It sounds like a good spot to me.
That's pretty cool.
I got a couple new things for my gaming setups this week. Got myself a PlayStation Gold wireless headset. That's my first gaming headset. Ever?
Nice.
That was like nice. $86 at Walmart. You buy it online, pick it up at store. At store is $99. Buy it online, pick it up at the store, get it for $86 with tax and everything. So yeah, that's what
I did. How many days did you have to wait?
I had to wait overnight.
Yeah, next day.
If I ordered it before 6, I would have had it that day.
Nice.
Because you just pick it up in the store, they have it there.
Yeah, this is why I don't understand why I have to wait a whole day.
It's because I always do it like at 2 in the morning.
They have to process it.
Well,
I mean, they're open. 2
in the morning, yeah.
They're open, they just don't have anybody manning the station for
Our local Walmart is open 24 hours?
The one in Gilroy and I believe the one of them in Salinas, I think, is open 24 hours.
There's two in Salinas?
There's two in Salinas.
There's one
I thought they closed one.
There's one off of SoCal.
There's one off of SoCal.
Not SoCal, sorry. One off of Reservation.
There's a Reservation.
Reservation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one by the mall, I think, yeah. Is that Reservation?
No. Reservation is Marina. It's like right there. It's
so close. There's some in Marina. There's all kinds of Walmarts everywhere except
Right Santa by the Denny's County. Right there.
The Denny's. Yeah, those are cool Denny's.
That's a cool Denny's?
It is. It's like a nightclub Denny's or something like that.
What?
From like the 70s I've never or something. Been there. It's weird. Okay. I guess we got some listener mail.
Yes, we do have a viewer mail from Andrew. And I will read it. Hi, guys. Glad to be on the show. I've heard about 30 minutes of the first episode, so I guess you could say I'm a pretty hardcore fan. I just have a couple questions today for all of our hosts. One, how do you guys plan to make quality content without the sharp and witty comedic stylings, not to mention the dashing good looks, of Captain Cam and the Drewster? They are so great on game days, and I find myself missing their on-point commentary and silky... Dulcimer voices?
Dulcimer voices.
Two. Jeff, what grandoys...
Whoa, let's answer the first question.
Oh.
The first question is that the linchpin of game days is on both. So people... transitioning from game days to Encore Gamers or reverse, get that nice comfort of Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
Dan the Man. With the master plan.
Dan the Man.
Yep.
So, you should be satisfied with just Dan the Man.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you need, really.
It is.
Dan the Man. That's all I need. That's our answer. Answer to number one, Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
Dan the Man.
Two. Jeff, what grandiose 80s power ballad plays in your head while you get lost in the infinite serene seas of Daniel's eyes as he wraps you in his warm embrace and gives you a gentle, doting kiss?
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone.
It's happening right now.
Yes, this is exactly what was going on through my head right now. Interesting. I was looking at Daniel's eyes.
Yeah.
Three. I already don't understand why three people would be interested in wasting time talking about an objectively worse gaming platform like consoles, which are essentially overheating, underpowered,
PC master race.
Proprietary gaming PC.
Proprietary
gaming PCs from 2006. But given that you are, why is Adam such a proponent of the Xbox? Don't get me wrong, I don't want him to have any of whatever Kool-Aid Sony gives Daniel to drink and become a similar cult-like walking and talking human billboard for Sony Incorporated. But seriously, Adam, do you just hate having quality gaming experiences?
Oh my god, this guy took time to write these questions.
Hardcore fans. I just want to express that...
fanboys, if you will.
Andrew, as you are a PC gamer, you do not understand the greatness of Xbox. And
wait, I thought greatness awaits PS4.
Yeah.
Awaits. Awaits.
Yeah, until you get it, then it's there.
No. Yes. It's still awaiting. But I have lots of quality gaming experiences, like last night and today when I was playing Call of Duty Advanced Warfare on my Xbox One. And I had this awesome kill where I'm in the water and this guy tries to kill me, so I duck in the water. Apparently you can lay down in the water in Call of Duty. I didn't know you could do that. Like underwater, you go underwater. You couldn't do that on Call of Duty before, so that's kind of impressive.
For how long?
I don't know. I just stayed under there.
Was there
life?
No life?
He was Not that I saw. He kept trying to shoot me. I was losing life. He was shooting at me, but he kept missing. And he hit a few times. I got red, and then he ran toward me, and I popped up and knifed him. I could see his feet running toward me. It was pretty cool. Just said, Xbox, record that, and it automatically recorded, which is an excellent gaming experience that you probably can't do on your PC.
Yeah, I don't think there's a... I think you have to have a separate program running.
Yeah, you probably got to click a button.
You can do that. You can do that with the PS4 too, right?
Well, a PS4 just automatically records, and you just go back and...
Yeah, you go back and...
Save certain clips.
Yes, it does do that. Which is another console. So there are quality gaming experiences on a console.
So PC also doesn't do this, huh?
I play shooters, which most people who play shooters play on an Xbox, because it's better. Also, in my opinion, Xbox is better, but...
Also, you know, PCs are expensive. Not everybody has money to buy a good PC.
Things constantly break on PCs.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
Consoles typically will crashes, give you, like,
crashes, netcodes.
Yeah.
Everything's bad.
You got those drivers you got to keep updating. Suddenly one driver's not good and destroys your whole computer.
Yeah.
And then some games force you to install stuff that you don't want on there.
Yeah, like stuff to play online. Yeah, I don't want to play this game online.
Come on. And then,
what if I can't afford a top-quality PC?
That's my problem.
Now mine's less... And then I'm playing against someone who has a top-quality PC. He's got an advantage against me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, that's unfair. That's, you know, I like to play on an even playing field, because everybody has the same system. Controller. Yeah, same control. Yeah, well, not necessarily the same controller.
That's true. They make those knockoffs.
But they have... Their system runs the exact same as my system.
The only deciding factor now is the internet speed.
And I'm not going to have to upgrade it for, like, 6 years when the next consoles come out for. But,
it's a nice comfort you get from consoles. Yeah. That you don't get from PCs. PCs are scary.
I think that, what should happen is Dan the Man should start playing more console games on game days on Andrew's day. That's what I think should start happening.
Okay. Well,
that's what I think Andrew's trying to say here is that he wants to play more console games.
He wants to know.
So he understands the greatness. He understands the greatness.
I see. That would require a capture card.
Greatness awaits for you, Andrew.
Greatness awaits.
All right.
We can have Andrew play Biden. No, he already did Biden. Isaac on
game. Number 4. This is different. There's new enemies. New maps.
Oh, there's more questions.
What?
No. Yeah. There's 8 questions here.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Number 4. Number 4. If at the next E3, Sony announces a new console, and it's a literal pile of garbage inside of a box with the Sony logo on it, at the price point of $750, would you buy 4 or limit yourself to just buy 3? Bonus. It's compatible with the Vita.
Oh man!
It's a piece of human feces.
Yeah. Pile of garbage. No one said literal pile of garbage. No one said anything about human feces.
There could be feces in there.
Some people throw feces in the garbage.
Well, to answer that question bluntly, I subscribe to Loot Crate, so in essence, I already buy boxes of garbage. And sometimes there's cool stuff in there, you know. So I'd probably go with the 4. Just because, is each pile of garbage different?
No, they should be the same. It's just a pile of garbage with the Sony logo on it.
Okay. Well, I would still buy 4 anyway, because I could sell 3 of them on eBay and make lots of money.
Yeah.
And it's compatible with the Vita.
And it is compatible with the Vita. Bring the Vita into the next generation.
I mean, garbage compatible with... Could you take it out if you take the Vita out? The garbage?
Maybe.
Probably.
Bam. Problem solved for kids everywhere.
Done
you need
deal.
To take out the garbage? Just take your Vita.
I probably could only afford one of them, though.
Yeah.
But it's fine, you know. Just keep it, use garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xbox would never do that. Anyways. Number 5. Jeff, how do you deal
with... What's with the picking on Jeff?
Everybody's had a question so far.
Yeah, everybody's had a question.
Okay. No.
Yes, you have it. How do you deal with these noobs?
These noobs, how do I deal with them?
Yes.
Well, number one, I like arguing. Arguing it gives me life, man. It sets me free. And so I argue with Adam all the time, because he's an Xbox fanboy. And then Daniel over here doesn't help me out in my raids and stuff. He's just staying quiet, doesn't even talk, nothing communicate.
Because I'm learning how the raid works.
So, you know, so I end up arguing with these guys, and arguing is my life, man. I love it.
All right, number six.
Arguments.
Arguments, man.
As a listener that has never played Destiny, what the hell are you guys talking about? I feel like a six-year-old in a theoretical physics lecture. I can hear the words, and individually, they mostly make sense, but together, it just sounds like some strange variant of, I think, Middle English. Well, Andrew, let me tell you, I understand what they're talking about. I mean, I have played Destiny a little bit, so maybe that's why. However, I do not believe we discussed Destiny in our first episode, and you've only listened to 30 minutes of our first episode, so you just outed yourself there.
So you are a super fan,
uh-huh. Which is really the only thing we got from that question.
You're a fan of us. Sucks to be you, nerd.
Adam. Okay, we'll skip that question.
No.
On a scale from 6 to 10, how jealous are you of the clear romantic tensions between Daniel and Jeff that permeates the room?
What?
Yeah. I started the scale at 6 for your convenience, because let's be honest, we can all hear it in your voice that there's no way it's any less than that. I really wasn't worried about the 6, Andrew. I was worried about the 10. I wanted to go a lot higher than that. I was thinking like somewhere in the 20 range.
But the scale only goes up to 10.
I guess it's a 10. Wow. Because that's as high as you can go.
10 plus.
Huh? 10 plus. 10 plus. 10 plus. There you go. How jealous I am. I wish, you know, I had someone to have sexual tension with. I'm not jealous of them.
Well, yeah, number 8. You can always butter up Charlie.
He is the only Xbox owner. However, he is a sad, sad Xbox owner.
Because he doesn't play first-person shooters, is what he means.
Or he doesn't
doesn't play any PlayStation games either. How long has he had Destiny? Tri-Club. When's the last time he played?
He plays Tri-Club all the time?
He plays Tri-Club a lot. I also wanted to know...
He got Call of Duty really for PlayStation.
That's not a good idea. Needed to be here so I could ask him how Sunset Overdrive was. He got that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, number 8. For all of us.
Okay.
If you were stuck on an island and could only play one game for the rest of your life, what would it be? And why is it Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic?
Oh, no. No. If go back to the game days. If, you know, listeners, go to game days on YouTube. And watch the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, and not a pleasant experience. It's just aimlessly wandering around, not knowing what to do.
So, as our final question, if you were stuck on an island and could only play one game, what would you play?
Oh, one game.
See, in this situation, I mean, do you have an internet connection?
I'm guessing we're stuck on... We have to if we have cable. We have electricity.
Yeah, we do have electricity.
So you would think we have internet. Oh, that totally changes things.
It does change things. I think I have my answer, though.
I still think I have my answer. If we have internet, my answer is even better, actually.
All right. I'll go first. I think I would take... Can I just go with the subgenre? Because they're all basically the same game, just slightly different.
No, it's got to only be one game, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I want to go with the Halo series. You know, I could go Halo series.
Oh, Halo Master Chief Collection.
That's
bam.
That's but one there's game. More than that in the Halo series. I like... Loophole? But that is a good loophole. But
I think mine would have to be... let me just go with the great granddaddy of all the entire subgenre. And just go with the Monster Hunter. Probably... Monster Hunter Freedom Unite, the one on the PSP. You have different weapons, and each one is basically a different class, so it's a different way to play. Each fight can go differently and randomly. And, you know, it's just hours of fun trying to grind out all the loot and stuff like that to get, I played that one for, like, a couple 200 hours, and I'm, like, barely maybe halfway through it. With one class type.
So you play Monster Hunter for the rest of your life?
I think that's probably going to be the best bang for the buck and the most fun.
Jeff?
Okay, see, normally I would choose a game from my childhood that I really loved, but if I'm going to play forever and ever and ever, it'd probably get boring at one point. So, rather than do that, I would choose something that's, like you said, that might be different every day. You know, like every game is different. Every time you play it is a little different. So, and since I haven't played it yet, but well, I kind of have played it yet. But I would pick a Binding of Isaac Rebirth.
You're gonna pick a game you haven't really played yet.
No, he's
well, I played it, but
the original. Just remasters it right now.
Yeah, but there's added features too, and then added maps and all added monsters, all this stuff. So, just because it's so random, you know, like it's always random. It's always a new game. It's
pure roguelike.
Yeah.
I have a question. We did discuss whether or not internet was there. We agreed internet was probably there. And both of you picked a game that does not require internet.
That's right.
Well, I didn't know if that was my non-internet game.
Okay, so what if you had internet?
As it is right now, Destiny.
Wait, can my island connect to your island? Because then totally, Destiny.
I think we can connect.
You can connect to people with.
You can
like,
still be up. If we got internet,
if you're
connect,
playing
dude.
On console, yeah. you could connect, right? Yeah. So, if I could, I would get Minecraft. Because there's not so bad. Much to do without internet. No internet, Minecraft. With internet, still Minecraft. There's so much to do without internet on Minecraft. You can just build stuff, whatever.
Right.
It's like Legos.
You can create your own like non-island world where you can pretend you're not on the island anymore.
Yeah. Or I can make an island, and whatever I do in the game, do really on the island.
Yeah,
I can try to construct the island. I'll go exploring, and then I'll build that part the next day. Yeah. Explore one day, build the next.
Like brain exercises.
Until you find a leopard. And then what are you going to do?
Hey,
leopards are like the...
you feed him a fish and it becomes a kitty cat.
What are the baddies in the... what are they called?
Creepers?
Creepers?
No, not the creepers. The purple guys.
Oh.
The guys that disappear when you look at them.
The Enderman?
Enderman,
yeah. Leopards are Endermen, dude. When you find one in the game, whatever. You can restart. But you find a jaguar in the island, dude. You're going to die.
Then he dies in the game.
Yeah.
Don't.
Then I played that game my whole life, didn't I?
Yeah.
Didn't I?
Then he played his whole life.
Wow. He got me.
And I had fun
he
the
got
whole
me.
Time.
You
anyway.
Got me, Adam.
If I had internet, Minecraft, because there's so many servers now that have like mini games that they make
like,
out of Minecraft.
You can like practically watch TV shows
there's like,
Minecraft.
Yeah, dude. There's like other games. They made Minecraft into multiple other games. There's like a... paintball one, you throw snowballs at each other one. There's
like a Smash. Somebody made like Smash Bros.
Yeah.
Server.
Really?
Yeah. There's
weird and wacky. I don't understand it. But.
There's like a survival game where they just drop you on an island with other people and you have to find stuff and kill everybody on the island.
Yeah, like the Catching Fire movie, whatever it was.
Hunger Games type one. There's one called The Wall that has walls up and you have 15 minutes to find all the items in your area, your team. Find all the items and build all the gear and weapons and everything you can, armor, before the walls drop. And when the walls drop, everybody's walls drop. And then you just fight each other. And whoever's team wins.
You know, it would be good if there was internet. Probably a little big plan on the Vita, because people can actually make like completely different types of games using the engine in that. It'd be a good one, too.
Or Project Spark on the Xbox One.
Yeah, it was.
Has anybody actually done anything cool with that?
Yeah. Yes, there's actually lots of cool games
on
there.
What about the remake of...
I thought that was in Minecraft. Somebody did.
No, someone
PC
did a remake
Minecraft.
Of PT.
Someone did a Fable remake in
the Project entire
Spark.
Game.
The first one, yes. The beginning. They had the beginning done.
Okay.
The whole beginning.
Wow.
The whole first mission. And exactly, it comes in. Everything's exactly like. I wish I knew code. I don't understand. I built this thing, and as a trapdoor, it works. But when I connect it to the gate to make a moat, like I have water and then it's supposed to and drop it down, I can make a door go like that, but I can't make the moat do it. I don't know why. Like I put the moat there and it just doesn't. It's because I don't know code.
You do know that a moat is a body of water surrounding.
Yeah, it's the gate that goes over the moat. That's why I said the gate.
You kept saying like, but I don't know how to code the moat and can't drop the moat. I understand what you're saying, though.
Well, I've never even seen anybody make games on this.
So, none of the games were Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. Yeah. And it says, thanks again for reading my email, guys. You've got loyal listener out of this PC gamer. Talk to you later. For now, I gotta get back to watching Game Days. Boy, is that Andrew guy handsome.
But you can't see him on Game Days. There's no,
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Voice only, dude.
How do you know what that Andrew guy looks
like? Yeah. He might not be that handsome.
Sounds like
huh?
This is a Game Day stalker and you need to warn some people.
Yeah. Or I could just let them take Andrew. I mean,
hey, really, didn't we talk really about a PC game last time?
We did talk about
Hatred.
Hatred.
Yeah.
You see that the video for PC Hatred yet?
I have seen the video for Hatred. Not that bad.
See? I told you.
The video is not that bad. The story of the game is ridiculous.
No.
Ridiculous.
Why?
Exactly.
Why?
Why? Why didn't they make that the story? You can make any other story. Listen, you can make any other story and make that an option to do. Like, I can just run around killing everybody. Like Grand Theft Auto. You have the option to run around and kill everybody if you want. And if they made Grand Theft Auto that graphic, when you run around and kill everybody, it would not be as bad as Hatred. Because Hatred's premise is to run around and kill everybody.
What's the big deal about making a game like this?
Because the first moment somebody runs around and kills somebody, and they own that game, they're going to blame all video games for that.
This has already happened multiple times.
I know, but
and it never works out for the people. The people are ridiculous. And
but those games have nothing to do with that action. This literally would be a game where you play somebody who just wants to kill people.
Out to murder people.
For fun of
yeah,
for the fun of it.
Sounds like a fun game.
It. I'm not saying it doesn't sound fun. I'm just saying don't make that the
would
story.
Would you play it?
Don't make that the story.
Will you play it?
No. I'm not going to buy the game. If that's the story, I'm not going to buy the game.
I'm not going to buy the game.
There's no point. That's no story. My game, if I'm going to play
but
a story
mode of a game.
But you
don't know anything about it, though. If, all you've seen is a small trailer of it. You don't really know much about it.
I don't play good story mode games. If there's no story, this guy just wants to kill people till he dies. That's not a story. It's going to get boring fast.
What if it's just you keep getting new ways to kill people?
There's no way there's that many. That's the other thing.
Have you ever seen 1,000 Ways to Die, bro?
Listen.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. There's probably going to be 6 animations repeated over and over and over again. Sure, it's cool for the first 20 minutes, but then you're like, all right, I already saw somebody die like that.
We're not cool.
All right, can you please stop begging for your life? All right, I just die already. Like, yes. All right, do I have to watch this animation? Can I just skip
it
so this guy dies already?
It has a million words of dialogue in it.
What?
What?
No, like a million
words of
begging,
dialogue.
Begging
yeah.
Words?
Yeah.
Like, I got kids. And you see pictures of the kids and they cry and he grabs one of the kids and shoots them.
Yeah, dude! That's awesome. I mean, that's not awesome, but that's awesome.
Again, if it was an option to do in an already built video game, then you could say the game doesn't have to do with this. That's this person's choice to
these,
go out
these
and
these guys are just being
but that's literally what this rebellious. Game has to do. With yeah, but they're not gonna sell.
Yeah, I mean, Postal was the same type of game, but it was handled in a tongue-in-cheek fashion and it became really popular. This game, I don't see it going anywhere because it's taking
it's
itself
brutal.
Too
it's
seriously.
Too
yeah,
there's no fun in it.
Cool.
But I think it'll get bored way too quick. I would not pay for this game unless it's like a $5 game, $10 game,
I wouldn't pay
$15 game.
For it. Maybe like $1 on the Steam sale. I might pick it up.
Wow.
Yeah. I picked up a couple games for $1 on Steam sale and ended up being really good.
Yeah, it's not. It's going to get boring quick. All you're doing is running around killing stuff till something kills you.
As far as we know, yeah.
Yeah, well, what kind
Call
of story
of Duty?
Are you gonna, like?
Call of Duty?
Well, but Call of Duty has a story. That's what I'm saying. It
so
has a
this.
Story. What's your story?
You don't know the whole...
That's
what I'm
saying.
You've only seen
the
small trailer.
But at the beginning, the guy says all he wants to do is die.
Yeah, maybe he goes
go out in a
maybe
flash.
Goes into a backstory, dude, like something flashbacks or whatever. You don't know what's going to happen in the game.
But what do all these innocent people have to do with the backstory?
But
they were just there. Wrong place, wrong time.
But okay, yeah, so he goes
all over the time.
I think people are getting butthurt about this because it happens in real life.
He goes
because
out,
this is something that's
but,
been happening a lot lately.
But it's not supposed to happen in real life. Is what they you just
There's nothing that's supposed to happen
in real life. I'm just saying, like, it's not a good thing that happens in real life. You know.
Before you say, what about Call of Duty, stuff like that? Those involve soldiers, and soldiers go into the job.
Yeah, that's also not killing, a good thing that happens. Wars aren't good things.
They're killing people that... You're killing people that your character believes is bad. Your character
doesn't
in the
game...
Doesn't
make them bad.
It doesn't. They could be good. However, in Hatred, your character does not believe these people are bad. Your character wants to murder innocent people. That's what your character wants.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's look, the difference between Call of Duty and this. In Call of Duty, your character feels like they're doing the right thing.
You're still murdering people in Call of Duty. You're murdering people. War is murder.
If I don't shoot them, they'll shoot me. If you walk
you
out in the middle of hatred...
You didn't have to be there.
If you walk out in the middle of hatred, are they going to kill you?
You didn't have to be in that war.
If I bought the game.
If you joined the army, you did.
But
that's
that
what I mean. You don't have
that's
to join the
knows.
Army.
No,
if you join the army, you know there might be a chance that you're going to get to murder
people.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of people actually join the army because of that. Because they want to kill people.
Tell me
that's not true.
I'm talking about Call of Duty, comparing Call of Duty to Hatred.
Call of Duty to
had
real
no
life,
choice.
Bro.
He was coded to join the army. That's how his code worked, alright? He was coded to join it, alright? That's all his life entails. Is what's in the code.
He's still murdering people. Look.
I think the animations are cool. They could just change the story a little bit. That it's not innocent people, and they could still beg for his life.
Actually, why isn't there more information out on this? It's coming out next year.
Well, it's a year still far away.
It's not even a year. It's like half a year.
I think they're trying to stay under the radar. I think they've got so much flack with that first trailer.
Oh yeah, lots of people dropped out. I know. I heard Unreal doesn't even want their logo on the. I heard somebody doesn't even want their logo on it, and other things like that.
Yeah, Unreal Engine. Yeah, we already said that last podcast, but.
So I mean, like they've gotten so much flack and people dropping out and stuff like that. It's probably better for them not to be out in the public right now.
Man, society's a strange thing.
Yeah, I mean, I understand if people want to make the game. Yeah, go ahead and make it. I mean, people have been modding Doom to make it a KKK member shooting black people,
which is another reason. Which is another reason why
mods for the Doom.
No way.
Another reason why I would pick Minecraft as my game if we had internet, because there's so many mods for Minecraft to make it other games.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean,
people do this?
Yeah, there's JFK assassination, the game, where you are the sniper and you shoot JFK. That is the whole game. So people make bad games, but nobody ever, like, you know, they're just oddities. They're not, nobody takes them seriously. That's what's going to happen to Hatred. It's going to become an oddity, nobody's going to take it seriously. Well,
I mean, it'll have its moments.
I think it'd be fun for the first 5 minutes.
I think it'll have its moments.
Yeah. All right, thank you for the questions. Remember, if you have a question, go ahead and write us an email at treasongaming831@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter at treason1.
Treasongaming1.
Okay, treasongaming1. You can find that when all our new podcasts go up. And you can actually subscribe to us on iTunes now.
You can actually listen to them off Twitter. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Search Treason Gaming. We're also on WordPress. You can search Treason Gaming 831 as one word. Don't forget to watch Game Days. I hear that guy Andrew is really handsome.
I am convinced that is good viewing right now, just because of the Andrew character.
And don't forget to subscribe to Black Hole Flare on Twitch TV.
Twitch TV, yeah. He's going to watch
Bayonetta.
A lot of...
It's going to be some Bayonetta play, some Binding of Isaac play.
And soon there will also be a Treason Gaming Twitch going.
Run specifically for Call of Duty.
Yes. Specifically for Call of Duty right now.
A little sneak peek for next week. I want to talk about Freedom Wars and something that it does that I think is just so much fun. Alright, well...
Buy a PS4 and COD. Get a free year of PS Plus.
Right, if you buy PlayStation 4 or Call of Duty, you get a free year of PlayStation Plus. Thank you for the quick tips.
Okay. Xbox is still better.
PS4.